We begin learning Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, Siman Ayin Aleph in Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Seder Halayla. So, Achat Filas Arvis, after one finishes Davening Ma'ariv, Tzvarach L'Kvaya Eis L'Torah, he has to find the time to learn, V'Kayim V'Gis B'Yom V'Layla. V'Yesh Lochish B'Layla, and one has to be concerned, Em Yoichel, if he's going to first eat T'chafenesh Sheinim B'Toch Shiyoga, he's going to fall asleep because he's tired. But teva mevakesh menucha, it's human nature to want rest. But nimtzmas bat matara, and then he won't be learning. Akein yesh lizar, therefore one should be most careful. Shikva loy es lilmay kaidem achila, he should find a time to learn before he eats dinner. Achemurav, but if he's very hungry, vlei becholish, and he's tired and hungry, he really hasn't been able to eat during the day. He should eat a little, that he should be able to have peace of mind. There's a very big discussion. Shalz Chuvis Aruga Sabaisim Arachaim Chelik Aleph discusses what is the best time to learn, in the first half of the night or the second half of the night. And he basically says that there is no hard and fast rule. Every person has to know themselves, has to know what works best for them. Some people learn better and go to sleep later, and some people the other way around. V'akach yachol sedosu deitzaki, you should eat a meal. V'yachsel lo metaira, and then he should continue learning. Ish ish kfiya segosai, everybody according to their capabilities. Amar Rabbeinu said, "Zochanel v'rochel ivra laila el yirsa." Night was created for learning. V'ana b'leila chayiv, in the winter. Amakamakam gam b'leivus haktzarim, even in the short nights. Tzarch lima ma'at b'chalaylam, everyone should learn at least something every night. V'kayim, to fulfill what the pasuk says. V'gisa b'yom v'laila. M'chamish asa ba'av v'elech, from the 15th day in Av, when the nights start getting longer. Yoyse ma'at ma'at, he should learn every night a little more. Lamar Yesh Lakish Kol Oisuk B'Torah B'Layla, anyone who learns Torah at night, Chut Shal Chesed Nimshach Lo B'Yoyim, will have Chesed all day. Shenema Yoyim Yitzav Hashem Chazdoi U'V'Layla Shir Imi. Ma Tam Yoyim Yitzav Hashem Chazdoi, how is a person able to have Chesed Hashem all day? B'Shum B'Layla Shir Imi, because night he sung Hashem's song, the song of Torah. V'ikadamri amri shlokish kolaisu b'Torah b'olam hazeh, shudayim l'layla, somebody who spends time learning Torah in this world, which is dark like the night, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ma'ishach v'lov chut shal chesed b'olam haba, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring on him chesed in the next world, shuhu yoyim. Shenema, yoyim etzav Hashem chazdoi, u'v'layla shiri imi. M'kam m'kshkein, certainly, mi sheyesh l'chay kavu l'ilma b'chal yoyim. Somebody has a seder, he has a schedule to learn every day, and one day he didn't do what he was supposed to do, learn what he's supposed to learn, he should learn at night. The Yalkut Shemoni discusses that one should not learn Torah Shebiksav at night. And the basis of that Yalkut Shemoni is because Moshe Rabbeinu, when he was in Har Sinai, when he was in Shemayim, knew that by night, how did he know when is day, when is night? Because by day they learned Torah Shebiksav, and by night they learned Torah Shebal Peh. And therefore, from there we learned that we don't learn Torah Shebal Ksav. By night we learn it by day. However, there are many different minhagim customs around this halacha. Certainly, the Paiskim say you could learn Torah Shebiksav Friday night, and Motzoi Shabbos, and Yonta by night. Many say Thursday night. Many say if you're learning Torah Shebiksav with Pirushim, you learn it with Rashi, whatever explanations, then you could learn it at night. Furthermore, Tehillim is part of Torah Shebiksav, but if you're saying Tehillim, because unfortunately there's somebody that's not well, there too the Paiskim say you could say Tehillim at night. Sif Beis Royal Adam Benini Habar, Habari, a healthy, average person, lemal, lemat, besud, salayla, not to eat a heavy meat at night, take kala misudos hayom, it should be lighter than the day meal. Moreover, everybody agrees that one should not eat and go to sleep immediately after eating. He should take a, he should not go to sleep right away, and he should also walk a little before he eats. He sleep goes to sleep after eating. It's healthy. Be careful not to have any inappropriate thoughts during the night. Eating heavy food, hot food, could bring to those kind of thoughts. He'll have good dreams. Sometimes if somebody overeats and overdrinks, it causes that he should have difficult dreams. It will not be too hard, he won't oversleep. He'll get up at the right time. It's enough for a person to sleep actually just 6 hours. You shouldn't sleep in a room yourself. Not to sleep in a very warm place. Not in a very cold place. The Rambam actually says somebody should sleep 8 hours. And others say 7 hours. And Ketzer Shulchan Aruch said 6 hours. And the Stipler says that 6 hours is what people Bizman HaZen need to sleep. But there's no hard and fast rule to this. And people, different people have different needs. And everybody should sleep the amount that he needs, that he should be able to function properly. But it does seem that everybody agrees that there should be a minimum of 6 hours. If one's sleeping in a room by himself, there are those that are careful that the room should not be locked. The door could be closed, just not locked. And those that say, as long as there's some light coming into the room from the hall, from the bathroom, then these issues aren't there. Sif Gimel Roy L'cha Yerushmaim Shekonim L'chasa L'lishan. Every person, before he goes to sleep, Yifashvish B'masa Shasa Kol Yoyim, he should think how he spent the day. V'myimtzan, he discovers, Sha'asa Aveira, if he did an Aveira during the day, Yischaret V'yisvat Alav, he should regret and say Vidui. V'kabal Atzma B'lev Sholem, he should accept upon himself, Shloy L'sosay Oid, and not to do this again. B'frat, Averis Hamitzuyos, certainly in Averis that are common, Kigoyin Chanifis, false flattery, Shkorim, lies, Leitzonis, being not serious, Lashon Hara. Tzrich Medikim Yosemon must be careful to think about them. How did you spend your day? The Zohar Kodesh says there are people that are called Morei D'Chushbana. Morei D'Chushbana is a special category of individuals who every night make a Cheshbana Nefesh, how they spent their day and what they need to do better. A person, before he goes to sleep, should accept it upon himself to forgive anybody who might have done something bad to you. Nobody should be punished because of you. Because Issa Gemara, the Gemara Masechta Shabbos, teaches us, anybody who's punished because of you will not be accepted into the place of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, he should say 3 times before he goes to sleep, I forgive anybody who might have harmed me. If he didn't say Krishma when it was already night, as Yom Kol Shalosh Parshas B'Krishma Shalamita, then when he says Krishma Shalamita, he should say all 3 parshas. Avlo Mamar Belayla, if he already said them by night, if he said Krishma by night after it was dark already, Ein Tzarich Lamed B'Krishma Shalamita, then by Krishma Shalamita you only have to say Ki and Parshas Rishonah B'Vad, just the 1st parsha. Kamok El Mitzvah Nemuvchah. It's preferable Yom Kol Shalosh Parshas, all 3 parshas. V'Akach Emrim Mizmari. Psukim derachmim, then you say different psukim and perakim of Tehillim, k'mashi nitzvos b'sidurim. V'ulam b'rayv ha'sidurim nitzvos brichas hamapil kodesh krishma. And most sidurim hamapil appears before krishma. But he says It's better to say the maple at the end of what you're going to say. It should be as close as possible to when you sleep. Before you go to bed even, say the Krishna and all the other mizmorim. But Berachas HaMatol should be said on the bed. Before one goes to the bed, Yelach HaMezuzah, he should go to the mezuzah on the door of the room where he's sleeping. After one says Birchas HaMapel, he shouldn't eat or drink, not speak, until he sleeps. And there are many menhagim with the Birchas HaMapel. Some suggest that the Birchas HaMapel can be said as soon as one goes to sleep, even if one doesn't know if he's going to fall asleep. And certainly nobody should speak after saying Birchas HaMapel. There are those that say, if you don't think you're going to be able to fall asleep, that others say you should only say a maple right before you're going to sleep, not any earlier. And there are some places that don't say a maple at all, because you could only say a maple if you're going to sleep. And if you're not sure that you're going to fall asleep, then you shouldn't say a maple. If somebody is traveling on a plane or train, the person can say, if he knows that he's going to be able to sleep under those circumstances for at least 30 uninterrupted moments, he could say a Birchas HaMapel. But if he's not confident that he could get any sort of real sleep, then he shouldn't say HaMapel. In many Yochalishin, if somebody's trying to fall asleep and he can't, Yoimer Oidapam, he should repeat Krishma Vazmarim Pesukid Rachman, V'chayz V'kari, and he keeps on saying these Pesukim, Ach Tech Feneshin, until he falls asleep. The Paiskim say that you could also think about learning. And learning Torah is what you should do till you fall asleep. Others say that you should think about Amunah, especially Amunah Tchias HaMesim. And also, the school for going to sleep is to go to sleep in a good mood. That will help you fall asleep. Or you could say this Pesukim Torah Tzivalanu, Eish Tomid V'Gomer, Se'efim Sineisim, Or Zerua, Atcha Tefeneshe'na. This Gula, and saying these Prokim, are Sgula in the Nosem Makram Laila, not to have the wrong Machshavas by night, Rechmal Tzlan. Take Avinosem B'Shena, when a person goes to sleep, his intention should be, L'chazak Koyfel Avodas Hashem, to re-energize Hashem, re-energize himself, to do Avodas Shemayim, and Tzarek L'Shamash Mitosoy. If somebody's going to have relations, he shouldn't say Birchas HaMapel before. After having the relations, say the first parasha of Krishma and then say HaMapel. A person should get undressed, not to sleep in his clothing. When he's taking off shoes or clothing, Choylitz or Pashas Shesmal Tchila, always do the left side. This halacha that a person should take off his clothing in a fashion of tznius is even in a case where you're sleeping in a room alone. The halacha is that one should not take off two garments at the same time. It could cause that you should forget your learning. Many suggest you should take off the pants before the shirt. One should be careful not to put his clothing under his head. It could cause him to fall asleep. Even though the Gemara Masech the Yuma, Daf Samach Tesamanav, says that the Kohanim who are in the Beis Hamikdash would take off their clothing and put it by the head. So I saw two terutzim. One terutz is that obviously, the Beis HaMikdash, everything is different in the Beis HaMikdash. Another pshat I saw is that they didn't put it under the head, they put it next to the head. But the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, what the Aloch is concerned, is about the garments being put under the head. if they're next to the head, it isn't such a concern. A person should sleep on his side. One may not sleep on prakton, which means his back on his back with his face upwards, his face straight down, to have his head, his front down, and his back up. El dafka tzidbay should sleep on his side. He should start sleeping on the left side, and then turn over to the side, you mean to the right side. It's healthy. The liver is on the right side of the body, it's the mucha, and the stomach is on the tzad smol, on the left side. When you are laying on your left side, as you are covered out the mucha, the liver will be on top of the stomach. It'll warm it up. And it will cause for the digestive system to work quicker. And once the food is digested, then it should turn over to the right side, that the stomach should be on top, and that will help the person be able to expel waste from his body. A person should not keep on turning around in his sleep. The Arizal says that if somebody is, the Bichas Yitzchak says, if somebody just can't sleep on his right side or his left side, it's more important that he should sleep than be careful to sleep as was just described.